Welcome to another episode worldwide of the Decline and Fall of America. I am Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, broadcasting live from the studios in the great state of North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about women delaying childbirth in America until they are almost 30 years old and then having fewer children than ever before. And of course, the consequences of that, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about how women used to give birth around age 20 on average in the United States to their first child. And now they're giving birth around 30, almost a decade later, to their first child. So they're having fewer children. The health of their children is poorer. And of course, it affects the health of the mother in a much worse way. And they have difficulty getting pregnant, so on and so forth. And basically, it's leading to a population bust. So the question is why, and how long did this change take in American society? Would you believe one generation? That's right. When I was young, people had children starting in their early 20s. Now they're having children starting in their early 30s. This is an interesting change. It is significant, right? Because we're basically one generation after women achieve total equality with men in the workplace, in colleges, in most professions. A good example of this is college, where I think 60% of college graduates now are women. If you look at fields like medicine and law, the majority of graduates are women. If you look at almost any profession that is white collar in nature, you're going to find that almost the majority, there are exceptions like engineering, but in most professions, the majority of people in those professions are now female. So this took one generation to happen. There wasn't much opposition from society. Women asked for equality, demanded equality. They were given it one generation ago, and they poured into colleges, and they poured into the workforce. And what is the result? Well, the result is that women's earnings have gone up. Their educational levels have gone up. Their career and their earnings in their career have gone up. But at the same time, their number of children has plummeted. Well, why is this? And why did it have to be this way? And why didn't our government do something about this? Or should our government do something about it? It's well known in other countries they have government-provided child care. It's also well known that child care in the United States now costs more than college. It is $2,000 to $3,000 a month per child in daycare settings. Who can afford that? When you take out taxes and child care, if people are working full-time and they have children, they're basically working for free, because the child care costs and the taxes would take up all of the earnings. So while our broken and corrupt federal government has been giving away our money to other countries and spending it, getting involved in 50 wars, none of which are on the United States soil, and while our broken and corrupt federal government has done nothing but waste $34 trillion on welfare and the military, taking money from hardworking taxpayers and giving them nothing in return, including not providing daycare for families, well, the end result has been when women enter the workplace, they have fewer and fewer and fewer children. That's the lay of the land currently. Is that good for a healthy empire? You can decide. Well, I'm going to read an article from Time Magazine. You can find this article at time.com online. It's brand new. It just came out like a week ago in 2024. So this is a brand new article. It provides some statistics and data. You can draw your own conclusions from those. You can tell that I've drawn mine. So here's the article. Let me read part of it. Probably won't read all of it, but I'll read part of it, and we'll discuss it afterwards. And then you can make up your own mind. Here it is. Quote, in 1970, the average woman in the United States had her first baby around 21 years old. That's hard to imagine now. New federal data published in April, that's of 2024, show that in 2022, the average first-time mother was a little older than 27 years old. It's a record high for the country and a sign of a major demographic change. The article continues, quote, this shift has been underway for years. Teenagers and women in their early 20s are having fewer kids. Well, the opposite is happening among older age groups. In 2022, for the seventh year in a row, The birth rate among United States women in their early 30s was higher than the rate among those in their late 20s. Perhaps even more notably, the number of babies born to women 40 and older, while still low overall, rose considerably from 2021 to 2022, up 6% among women ages 40 to 44 and 12% among those older than 45. Dr. Polite, spelled P-O-L-I-T-E, the chief of general obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, says those data track with what she has seen at her clinic. The United States parents are getting older. Quote, "This is the first time I've had three patients who are pregnant in their 50s," she said. The foundation for this trend was laid in the 1960s when the birth control pill came onto the scene and gave women the unprecedented control over their fertility, says Athan, A-T-H-A-N, a clinical psychologist who researches the psychology of motherhood and reproductive identity at Columbia's University's Teacher College. In the decades since then, it has become increasingly common for people to have children later in life for a range of reasons, including concerns about finances and childcare, waiting longer to get married or to find a partner, prioritizing education, a career, or leisure time during young adulthood. The decision to stay child-free has also become less stigmatized, Athan notes, and some data suggests that more people are taking that route. Quote, "Women are having a pregnant pause," unquote, Athan says. They're really taking the time to say, "Do I want to do this?" unquote. Well, there you go. So the article goes on from there. I'm not going to read the whole article, but you get the idea. You get the idea, and you've seen it. You probably know people that this is happening, where people used to have 4, 5, and 6 children. They are now having 0, 1, or 2 children. That's the lay of the land. Fewer people in the future to pay into Social Security. Fewer people to work jobs productively, right? Aging, graying society. Fewer young people, right? Not as many people to support colleges or schools. So you're seeing a lot of colleges shut down, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts. Well, I mean, listen, what do you think about this, right? For hundreds of thousands of years, people had children. Of course, there wasn't birth control. Now there's birth control. Now women have equal opportunity. And the result, well, they're having very, very few children. And when those children they're having are later in life. And as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, when you have children later in life, it's harder to get pregnant. And there's more birth defects, and the health of the mother suffers more greatly. So that's the lay of the land. I mean, you can like it or hate it. I'm not trying to pass a value judgment on it. I'm just asking the question, when an empire stops reproducing, is that not another sign of the decline and fall of the empire? Right? Healthy empires, don't they have more children? Don't they grow? Don't they expand? In our empire, our citizens aren't reproducing. Some, for some, it's they want a party. For some, it's they want a career. For some, it's they want to pursue education. For some, they just don't want children. And for some, well, you know, they can't. I mean, they're becoming increasingly infertile. I did a podcast not long ago about how men in each generation are producing 50% less sperm. Our society is literally becoming more feminized. So, you know, 50% less sperm obviously means it's harder to get pregnant. And the same kind of thing's happening to women. They are not as fertile as they once were. And of course, what does this mean for the health and well-being of an empire? Do you believe it is the sign of the decline and fall of America? I'm Charles Factor, broadcasting live from the great studios in North Carolina, wishing you a great day.